There's our car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Well, let's get back to it here on the BetMGM Network. This is You Better You Bet. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging with you guys on this Friday afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Bengals win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cincinnati getting it done 33-31 as we now have three straight weeks with underdogs in divisional games winning outright on Thursday night football. It's been really, really fun. Obviously, unfortunately, we saw the Niners do it against the Rams a couple of weeks ago, which knocked us out of Survivor here on You Better You Bet. Last week, we saw the New York Giants beat the Philadelphia Eagles, and then last night, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Luckily, this upcoming Thursday night, we do not have a divisional matchup. It's Vikings-Chargers. So maybe it'll be a little bit more normal in that contest. But the divisional dogs have been barking in primetime. And last night was really cool to see it, to be on the right end of that one with the Bengals winning outright. But let's go ahead and get into the most popular betting sides that we have in the NFL and college football this weekend. And this is courtesy our buddy John Ewing over at BetMGM, always hitting us with the insights as we head into a football weekend. And we'll start in the NFL because I think the NFL, it's interesting, these slate of games that we have in terms of the public support. And we'll count them down. And I'll start with number five. So the fifth most popular betting side in terms of the ticket count this upcoming weekend is the New York Giants +7 against the Denver Broncos. The Gen Z Giants, they're becoming a popular team here. I think a lot of people are really excited about this duo of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. Of course, they just won last Thursday night, as I mentioned, over the Philadelphia Eagles. But I don't know if this is the spot to back them. And in fact, if I had to do anything in this game, I thought early on, hey, maybe I might be on the side of the Giants. I think I've actually flipped. I think I'd be on the side of the Denver Broncos. And I'm curious to see where this goes over the weekend, because if it's already popular right now, I think a lot of people are going to be like, hey, well, the Giants are fun and exciting. And we just saw Denver last week over in London look pretty pedestrian against a New York Jets defense that's not really anything to write home about. And also from a travel spot, I mean, Denver going all the way from London now back home here to Denver, and now the Giants extra rest having not played since last Thursday night. Like, the situational spot probably favors the New York Giants. But I think if we ever got 6.5, I know for a fact I would bet 6.5. But I think that I'm going to end up betting Broncos -7. And one of the sneaky big injuries with this game, not a whole lot of people are talking about this one because, like, he's not like one of like the best players at his position, but he is an important player. And that's Giants center John Michael Schmitz. This is a tough spot against a blitzing defensive coordinator like Vance Joseph on the road, and now you're without your center, and this is your rookie quarterback's fourth start against that defense. I think that could be very, very problematic for Jackson Dart. So I like the Broncos in the game. I've not bet it yet, but I'm going to end up betting this, I think, prior to kickoff on Sunday. I think I'm going to even lay 7. Like, I'm not rushing to do it because I don't think we're going to get back to 7.5, but if we ever got 6.5, I mean, that is a run, don't walk situation in terms of betting that side. But even at 7, I would lay 7 with the Denver Broncos. And I think I will end up laying 7 prior to Sunday's kickoff. The fourth most popular side is the Philadelphia Eagles -2 against the Minnesota Vikings. I don't have like a super strong opinion with this game. And if anything, like if you ask me, hey, you must pick the winner of this game, I think I might pick Minnesota, to be quite honest. I think I might do it. I think this Vikings defense, which is getting healthier, Blake Cashman coming back at linebacker, he's their green dot guy. I think that'll help quite a bit. If the Andrew Van Ginkle's good to go, all of a sudden this Vikings defense looks a hell of a lot better than what we saw over in Dublin, Ireland against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that the Eagles have serious, serious problems on offense. And they've had the little mini bye to try to get right and try to figure out those problems and come to some kind of agreement about how they should be attacking offensive football. But I'd pay to see it. As long as Kevin Petullo is going to be calling the plays, I am very uninspired about this Eagles attack. So if I had to bet the game, I don't know if I'm going to get to the window with this one, because once again, it's back in Carson Wentz, and it's Carson Wentz going up against Vic Fangio. That doesn't seem like a fun experience. But if I had to bet the game, it would be on the side of the Vikings. The third most popular side is the Cleveland Browns laying 2.5. Now, I'm assuming this one has all to do with the negative vibes for the Miami Dolphins. Tua called out his teammates last Sunday after the loss of the Chargers, had to apologize on Wednesday, because that's always a good thing when the QB has to apologize for their post-game comments. The situation seems bad, and there's rumors swirling about trade candidates on the team. Could they be tanking? Could Jalen Waddle be for sale, et cetera, et cetera. I understand why people want to look to sell Miami. I just hope that people know that that means that they're buying Dylan Gabriel, which I, you know me, I'm not necessarily the president of the Dylan Gabriel fan club, but I'm probably the VP. The president's probably someone who in his own family, but I'm probably the VP of this Dylan Gabriel fan club. I would not be laying points with Dylan Gabriel. Not never. Like, I just cannot do it. Cannot do it. This is all Dolphins for me, and I bet +3 earlier in the week. The wind is another factor in this game, but I'm not too concerned about it. Like, unless it's going to, we wake up Sunday morning, it's like, oh, it's like 45 mile per hour winds. Then yeah, I will buy out of that bet and lay some 2.5 with Cleveland. But as it stands right now, give me the better quarterback +3 against a quarterback that I'm not even sure should be in the NFL. The second most popular betting side, Detroit Lions laying 5.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I am on Lions 4.5. That is a bet that I placed earlier in the week. I'm a little surprised by this. I would have figured that Tampa would have been one of those like trendy underdogs, since a lot of people have Mayfield mania right now with Baker Mayfield in the MVP conversation, and also Detroit banged up, especially in the secondary. But I think this is a nice bounce back spot for the Lions. I think last week was more about Kansas City being that team as opposed to like, oh, you need to panic about the Detroit Lions. So I agree with this one in terms of the popular betting sides. I will be right there with the public. We're laying it with line now at a different number. I laid 4.5. They're laying 5.5, but I will be there on the side of the Lions. The most popular side though in the NFL, and this is one that I didn't think I was going to end up betting this game, but here we are. The New England Patriots are the most popular side. They're laying 7 against the Tennessee Titans in the Mike Vrabel revenge game as he goes back to Nashville.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come.
There's our car.
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
This afternoon, I bet Tennessee. And I'm not proud to say it. It doesn't feel good. But in my heart of hearts, it just feels like a time to sell New England. They obviously beat the Buffalo Bills a couple weeks ago. Last week, they take care of business against New Orleans. Everyone has Drake May fever. Everyone's excited about this team. I think the dead cat bounce spot actually comes through. Like, I think the Titans are able to come through and cover this number with Mike McCoy as their interim head coach. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I mean, Brian Callahan is honestly one of the worst coaches that we've ever seen in the NFL. I think it's a positive that he's no longer in that locker room. So for one night only, I will be on the Tennessee Titans +7 against the New England Patriots. So that's the NFL. College football, we'll roll through these in one a little bit quicker because we want to get baseball bets from Jake and Tyler for the LCS games coming up a little bit later on this evening and in the night slate. But for college football, fifth most popular, Texas Tech laying 6.5 against Arizona State. No strong opinion for me with that game. Like, Texas Tech is a wagon. I've tried to fade them a couple weeks ago after being on them against Utah. I'm passing that. I don't need that smoke with Arizona State. And I know there's a little bit of a bump with, oh, Sam Levitt's coming back. And hey, look at this. And yeah, I'm good. I'm just not going to bet that game. Good luck to those who do. Fourth most popular, LSU +2.5 against Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt. I've not gotten to the window with this game. I lean LSU. I want to think some more about this one, but I'm just like Vandy as a favorite against like a quality team. That's where I get a little bit problematic. Usually they're in the underdog role. Now in the favorite role, it's a lot different when you have the expectations to win. So I don't know if I can get there with Vandy. The third most popular one is a game tonight, Minnesota +7 against Nebraska. Interesting that the folks like the Golden Gophers in that contest, catching 7 points at home against Dylan Raiola. That number seems right to me, so I will not be getting involved with that contest. But the top two, I will be getting involved. And that's the second most popular game for the public, Ole Miss +7.5. All right, you guys go back Lane Kiffin. I'm going to back Kirby Smart. I'm laying 7 with Georgia. And I know last year Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels kicked Georgia's ass. And we all saw what happened with that. That was an Austin Simmons coming out party. And the Jackson Dart was doing his thing as well. Don't care. Don't matter. Revenge spot. And I think Kirby has his team locked in. I don't see them losing to both Bama and Ole Miss at home. I don't think that's going to happen. So I like Georgia laying the 7. And then the most popular game is Miami laying 13 against Louisville. Plug your nose special. I'll be back in the Louisville Cardinals. Miami is coming off of the bye for 2 weeks. They've been hearing about how great they are. Beat FSU. Now you're playing an opponent that, like, this is not a rival. This isn't Florida or Miami or FSU or Notre Dame. It's Louisville. I don't think they're going to be all the way dialed in. This to me feels like one of those, like, sort of sleepy spots here for the Hurricanes at night down there on South Beach. So I will be backing the Louisville Cardinals. So those are the most popular sides in the NFL and college football. We'll obviously run the gamut later on during the program. But let's bring on Jake Hassan and Tyler Morales to talk some LCS tonight. Game 5 in the American League, Game 4 in the National League. Jake, first word to you as our baseball aficionado. How are you betting these two games? Blue Jays, Mariners, -110 each way, total sitting at 7. And then the Dodgers, a -200 favorite against Milwaukee, who's sitting at +165.
I'll start with Milwaukee and Los Angeles. Nothing. I just think it's over. As the All-American Reject said, it ends tonight. It's over. See you in Milwaukee. We're done with
when
you.
When darkness turns to light, yeah.
Exactly. And I said this yesterday, and I'm 10 toes down. The Blue Jays are going to win this series. The Mariners into the San Diego Padres. Welcome back, Padres. You live in Seattle now. It's over. Like, this team is mentally soft, just like the Padres. So, listen, Jake Hassan knows ball. Told you were going to get a vintage Max Scherzer yesterday, relative to, you know, how he's 40. But I like the Blue Jays. I think they do. I'm going to bet them in every game. Even if they don't win tonight, I think that they win the series. You couldn't let the series go back to Toronto, and you did, and you screwed up. So I'll bet the Blue Jays tonight and every game in perpetuity for the rest of the series.
There will be some nervous energy at a T-Mobile ballpark tonight. Tyler, can you please, because I'm nervous as a Mariners fan. Jake, he's very confident in the Toronto Blue Jays. Tyler, you have been Mr. Mariner alongside with me. How do you feel about tonight's game, Blue Jays at the Mariners?
Yeah, I'm the complete opposite of Jake here. I'm going to keep betting the Mariners until they win the series. So we're going to see what happens here. And I've been betting them, so I like the Mariners. And also, you guys are going to kill me for this. Eugenio Suarez has a hit in four straight games. I know you guys have been killing me off air.
Yeah.
I think he's going to hit a homer soon. He's plus 450 to hit a home run. So I like Suarez to hit a home run and the Mariners to win. Nothing on the late game. Just bet Louisville to cover against Miami.
Hell yeah. Good vibes only for Gino, baby. Let's go. I mean, if they lose this game, I think they might just get drilled in game six. But I do think we're going to get a game seven. So I think the Mariners get it done tonight as well. And we will see a fun rest of this ALCS and an agonizing ALCS for yours truly. All right, Nick Costos joins us on the other side to break down last night's Bengals win over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.